Volume Profile, the insider's guide to real-time volume analysis, might be the most refreshingly honest trading book you'll ever read. While countless gurus peddle complex indicators and get-rich-quick schemes, Trader Dale strips away the nonsense to reveal what actually works. His methodology has gained a cult following among serious traders who recognize its power, combining naked price action with volume profile analysis to identify where institutional money is positioning. Unlike typical trading books that rehash the same technical indicators, Dale's approach focuses on tracking the 80% of market volume controlled by major financial institutions. As Warren Buffett famously said, "Be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful." Dale's method gives you the tools to see exactly when the smart money is being fearful or greedy, before price moves make it obvious to everyone else. What truly moves markets isn't simply more buyers than sellers, it's aggression. When price rises, buyers are more aggressive. When it falls, sellers dominate. This aggression manifests through market orders that execute immediately across multiple price levels, creating the price movements we see on charts. Understanding who controls this aggression is crucial. Approximately 80% of currency volume is transacted by just 10 financial institutions. This concentration of power exists across all markets, even in cryptocurrencies, where just 4.11% of addresses own 96.53% of all bitcoins. As retail traders, we control a minuscule fraction of market volume, making it essential to track institutional activity rather than fight against it. This is where standard indicators fail us. They only work with two variables, time and historical price, merely visualizing what's already happened without adding real predictive value. Broker analysts push these indicators to make clients feel in control and encourage more trading, but strategies built solely on indicators will never work long term. Instead, we can identify three key signs of institutional activity through price action analysis. First, sideways price action areas. Rather than being boring periods where nothing happens, these consolidation zones are where institutions quietly accumulate positions. They manage enormous capital and need time to enter large positions without being noticed, so they accumulate slowly, appearing as random small trades. Volume profile confirms this, showing the widest profiles at these sideways areas. Second, aggressive initiation activity. After building positions in sideways areas, institutions start aggressive buying or selling to move prices in their desired direction. Strong uptrends following sideways action indicate institutions accumulated long positions. Downtrends suggest short positions. These trend areas reveal institutional intentions that weren't visible during the sideways accumulation phase. Third, strong rejection of price levels. This occurs when price moves aggressively in one direction, then suddenly reverses with equal or greater aggression. These rejection areas mark significant support resistance zones that will likely be defended again when price approaches them in the future. They show where strong market participants actively rejected the current price direction. With practice, you'll naturally recognize these patterns and mentally divide charts into distinct areas that reveal institutional behavior. What's fascinating is that institutions behave similarly across all time frames due to their common challenge of managing large capital, making this methodology applicable to any time frame with appropriate adjustments. While most trading courses focus on individual candlestick patterns, truly effective price action trading views market movement as a continuous flow. The strategies below serve as confirmations for volume-based trading decisions and can be traded independently, but work best when multiple confirmations align at a trading level. The support becoming resistance strategy identifies areas where price strongly reacts to support or resistance levels, then breaches them, causing the support to become resistance or vice versa. The process involves spotting strong price reactions, waiting for the price to breach this level, allowing price to return to the breach level, and entering a trade in the direction of the breach. This works because breaching strong levels requires significant effort from buyers or sellers, and these areas will likely be defended again when price returns. The open drive strategy identifies sudden, aggressive price movements, typically after sideways price action or at the start of a trading session. This indicates that strong buyers or sellers were accumulating positions before initiating aggressive movement. The point where this strong movement begins becomes either support if buyers initiated or resistance if sellers initiated. After confirming the market accepts the new price level, traders wait for price to return to the open drive point before entering a trade in the direction of the original move. The AB equals CD pattern leverages market psychology and wave-like price movements. It identifies four swing points where the distance from A to B equals the distance from C to D. This works across multiple time frames, but is best applied on 30-minute charts or higher. Session opens, Asian, European, and US create important reference points that reveal market mood and function as support/resistance levels. The daily open, 5 p.m. NY time, creates particularly strong support/resistance levels. Daily and weekly highs and lows represent significant areas where price failed to continue in one direction and reversed. Not all highs and lows are created equal. Strong highs and lows show aggressive rejection through pin bars or similar candles with long tails indicating fast direction changes. These mark areas where aggressive market participants were present and create powerful support/resistance zones. Weak highs and lows form slowly, with multiple candles testing the same area without aggressive rejection, making them likely to be broken through. The concept of failed auctions, where multiple candles have identical highs and lows, creates market imperfections that act like magnets, attracting price to test through them and complete the auction process. Understanding these nuances gives you a significant edge in anticipating where price is likely to move next. While price action shows us what happened, volume profile reveals why it happened. Unlike standard volume indicators that show volume over time, volume profile reveals volume at specific price levels, showing which prices were most significant to major market participants. The thickness of the profile indicates volume concentration. Wider areas represent heavy volume accumulation, while thin areas show low trading activity. The point of control, POC, is the most significant area in any volume profile histogram, representing where institutions traded their highest volumes. It serves as a strong reference point showing institutional interest, and price typically makes strong reactions to these levels. Volume profiles come in four basic shapes, each telling a different story about market conditions. D profile indicates a balanced market with sideways price action. P profile shows aggressive buyers, weak sellers, often in uptrends. B profile reveals aggressive sellers, weak buyers, often in downtrends. Thin profile appears during strong trends with quick price movement and little volume accumulation. Standard daily profiles only show volume distribution for an entire day. The flexible volume profile allows examining specific chart areas to see precise volume distribution within any selected region, making it applicable across any time frame and any trading instrument. The core trading setups based on volume profile work across all time frames and can be adapted to any trading style. The volume accumulation setup identifies where institutions accumulate positions in sideways price channels before initiating strong directional moves. Using flexible volume profile, locate the exact price level with heaviest volume accumulation within the rotation area. When price returns to this level, enter in the direction of the previous breakout without waiting for confirmation. This works because strong buyers/sellers defend their positions aggressively when price returns to accumulation areas, and counterparty traders avoid fighting with these strong participants. The trend setup works within strong trends where one side of the market is clearly dominant. Volume clusters form where price briefly slows down, allowing aggressive participants to add to their positions. These clusters within continuing trends are significant because they represent commitment by the dominant side. To trade this setup, identify the heaviest volume point within the cluster, mark that level, and enter in the trend direction when price returns to it. The rejection setup capitalizes on strong price rejections by identifying where aggressive market participants forcefully reversed price direction. Using flexible volume profile on the rejection area reveals where the counterparty was most aggressive. Draw a horizontal line at the heaviest volume point and enter when price returns. Long for rejections of lower prices, short for rejections of higher prices. When price fails to respect a volume-based support resistance zone and triggers your stop loss, you can apply the support becomes resistance principle to all volume setups. Wait for price to return to your original level, then enter a position opposite to your original trade. This approach requires quickly changing your market bias after being stopped out, which takes practice but can be highly profitable. The volume-based trading approach can be applied across any time frame, since volume profile is versatile and time-independent. Traders can use it for intraday trading, swing trading, or long-term investments based on personal preference. For intraday trading, analysis should be conducted on 5-minute to 1-hour charts, with 30-minute charts being preferred. The best instruments have high liquidity and tight spreads, particularly Euro-USD, which offers near-zero spreads and excellent reactions to volume-based levels. Stop-loss and profit targets should be calibrated to instrument volatility, typically 10-20% of the average daily ATR, average true range. Swing trading analysis works best on 1-hour to daily timeframes, with 4-hour and daily charts preferred for seeing the bigger picture. Since trading costs become negligible relative to position size, any instrument can be traded, including Forex, indexes, stocks, cryptocurrencies, and commodities. Stop losses typically range from 50 to 400% of the average daily ATR, though placement should primarily respect volume-based support resistance zones. Long-term investing suits those who don't want to monitor markets constantly. Analysis is best performed on weekly to monthly charts, where large financial institutions are most active. For these investments, stop-loss and profit target values typically range from hundreds to thousands of pips, with stop-losses placed behind strong barriers in low-volume areas. Position sizing is critical with these wider stops. Risk should be kept between 1 to 5% of account balance, adjusted to individual risk tolerance. Many professional traders focus on just one or two instruments to develop deep expertise. This specialization allows them to intimately understand their chosen market's volatility, correlations, reaction to news, and develop an intuitive feel for price movement patterns. Trading too many instruments complicates strategy execution and increases the risk of correlation between positions, where multiple similar instruments can be impacted by the same market events. Each currency pair has unique characteristics. Euro-USD offers excellent results with volume-based strategies, highest liquidity, lowest costs, and average volatility. AUD-USD moves slowly with precise reactions to volume zones but is influenced by commodities and China news. USD-CAD is more volatile with good but sometimes imprecise reactions to volume zones and strong correlation to oil prices. USD-JPY is volatile yet precise with volume-based support resistance and acts as a safe haven currency. GBP-USD is volatile, unpredictable, and prone to quick spikes. Trading around macroeconomic news releases requires careful adaptation. Rather than trying to profit directly from news events, which is nearly impossible to do consistently, focus on avoiding them entirely. It's nearly impossible to predict both news outcomes and market reactions to them. Markets often surprise traders, sometimes reacting opposite to what would seem logical based on the news. Even when news is objectively good, if it falls short of analyst expectations, markets may treat it as negative. Monitoring upcoming economic news releases is essential for consistent profitability. Check the economic calendar daily before each trading session, focusing particularly on high-impact releases. set alarms for important releases, or use tools that prevent trade entries before or during news releases. Not all high-impact news events have equal market influence. Weak red news, like crude oil inventories or building permits, typically cause minimal volatility. Standard red news, like CPI, GDP, NFP, and unemployment rate, have considerable impact on volatility, widened spreads, and risk slippage. Monster red news events, like rate decisions or FOMC meetings, can change or start major trends across multiple timeframes. When trading around news, close positions 2 to 5 minutes before significant news releases, earlier for major events like rate decisions. Watch 1-minute charts to find optimal exit points, such as channel extremes or price rotation areas that have previously shown resistance, to maximize results before exiting. Resume trading only after post-news volatility has calmed down. For major news that creates strong one-sided movements, exercise extra caution and wait longer. For less significant news, waiting just 1 to 10 minutes before resuming normal trading is often sufficient. If a trade was exited before news and the price didn't hit either the stop loss or profit target during the release, consider re-entering at the same or better price once volatility settles. Only re-enter if the price hasn't approached the profit target too closely and if there are confirmation signals like sharp rejections in the direction of your trade. When strong news reactions push price aggressively through your trading level, don't fight the momentum. Instead, wait for price to break through your support/resistance level and then take a reversal trade when it returns to test the level from the opposite side. This approach lets you participate in the new post-macro trend by using your original trading level just from the opposite direction. Begin your daily analysis by checking the macroeconomic calendar to avoid getting caught in news-driven spikes. Next, examine the overall trend on the 240-minute or daily chart to determine directional bias, as intraday levels rarely stop strong trends. Then, conduct price action analysis on 15-30-minute charts, marking significant sideways areas, aggressive initiation activity, and strong rejections. Follow with volume profile analysis to identify the three main setups: volume accumulation, trend, and rejection. Look for confirmations using price action strategies and check for weak highs, lows, or failed auctions near your levels. For profit targets, two primary methods exist. Fixed profit targets adapt to market volatility using ATR and apply the same pip value to all trades, simplifying decision making. Volume-based profit targets vary by trade, placing targets just before significant volume zones that act as support/resistance. Stop-loss placement can follow several approaches. Fixed stop-loss adapts to market volatility, applying the same SL distance to all trades of the same type. Volume-based stop-loss places stops beyond significant volume zones that act as support/resistance, with each trade having a unique SL. The alternative approach only closes positions when a candle closes beyond the normal SL level, not just when price temporarily breaches it, with a catastrophic scenario SL at 150% of the normal SL distance as a safety measure. For stop-loss management, three approaches exist: aggressive, never move the initial SL; neutral, move SL to the reaction point when price reaches 70-80% of PT; and conservative, move SL to break even when price reaches 70-80% of PT. Money management is essential for trading success. To determine risk per trade, first backtest your strategy to identify its historical maximum drawdown. Add 20% to account for real trading conditions being worse than backtests. Calculate how many consecutive losses this represents, then decide what percentage of your account you can comfortably lose while maintaining clear thinking. Divide this percentage by your expected maximum consecutive losses to find your per-trade risk percentage. While conventional wisdom favors positive risk-reward ratio, potential gain exceeds risk, this reduces strike rate proportionally. The author prefers neutral RRR, around 1-to-1, over positive RRR, lower strike rate, or negative RRR, painful losses. use consistent position sizing for all trades within the same category, and when trading correlated instruments, reduce position sizes to manage risk exposure.
Psychology is the cornerstone of trading success. Even the most sophisticated trading systems will fail without proper mental discipline and emotional control. While demo accounts serve as useful training wheels, true understanding only emerges through experience with real money at stake. The psychological impact of watching actual profits and losses materialize creates authentic emotions like greed, fear, and triumph that simply cannot be replicated in simulated trading environments. Even the most accomplished professional traders typically achieve success rates of only 55 to 60%, a reality that creates four distinct categories of trades that every trader must learn to recognize and manage. Good winning trades represent the ideal, proper analysis combined with disciplined execution leading to profitable outcomes. These trades validate the trading system and reinforce positive habits. Bad winning trades are perhaps the most dangerous type. Despite profitable outcomes, they stem from poor analysis or impulsive execution. These trades are particularly treacherous because they reinforce negative behaviors through random success. Good losing trades, while frustrating, are a statistical inevitability with any strategy. Even perfectly analyzed and executed trades will sometimes lose money due to market uncertainty. Bad losing trades result from poor analysis, emotional decisions, or rule violations, and serve as valuable learning opportunities when properly analyzed. The cycle of doom and despair manifests when traders constantly jump between strategies, never giving themselves time to truly master any approach. This common pitfall leads to perpetual frustration as traders abandon potentially viable strategies before allowing proper evaluation. The solution is to carefully select one strategy that aligns with your personality and trading style, then commit to mastering it over months or years rather than days or weeks. Success breeds its own challenges. Winning streaks often lead to overconfidence, causing traders to increase position sizes too aggressively, enter trades with insufficient analysis, or bend their established rules. Maintaining humility and discipline during profitable periods is crucial. Successful traders increase position sizes gradually and become more, not less, vigilant about following their trading rules during winning streaks. When facing drawdowns, traders should consult their historical performance data to determine if the current situation falls within normal parameters. Standard drawdowns that align with previous patterns warrant continuing normal operations while maintaining strict risk management. For severe drawdowns exceeding historical norms by 30 to 50%, traders should continue trading but with significantly reduced position sizes until recovering at least half the lost capital. This approach maintains market engagement while managing risk. When previously effective strategies appear to stop working, systematic analysis becomes crucial. Reviewing trading journals, particularly screenshots and commentary from successful periods, can help identify subtle changes in execution or market conditions. Maintaining detailed records with trade screenshots and brief analysis helps create a valuable reference library for navigating difficult periods and returning to profitable trading. Implementing a new trading approach requires balancing thoroughness with practicality through a carefully structured five-phase process that minimizes risk while maximizing learning opportunities. Phase 1. Rough backtest. Begin with a quick validation process to determine if a trading idea has merit. Use simplified parameters and basic entry-exit rules to evaluate within 1 to 2 hours whether the concept deserves deeper analysis. Focus on testing the core premise across 50 to 100 historical trades without getting lost in optimization details. Look for a basic edge showing at least a 55% win rate or 1.5 to 1 reward to risk ratio. Phase 2. Thorough backtest. Expand testing to incorporate all trading rules, confluences, and exceptions across multiple markets, timeframes, and market conditions. Tests through both trending and ranging environments, high and low volatility periods, and major market events. Document exact entry-exit criteria, position sizing rules, and risk management parameters. While even thorough backtests can't guarantee real-world profitability, they provide essential validation of the strategy's robustness. Aim to analyze at least 200 to 300 trades per market. Phase 3, micro trading. Rather than relying on demo trading, which lacks psychological realism, use a broker that allows very small positions, 10 to 20% of normal size, with real money. This phase is crucial for testing the strategy across various market conditions while developing emotional resilience. Trade these micro positions for at least 40-50 trades or until achieving consistent profitability. Focus on perfect execution rather than profits. Phase 4, half positions. Once the strategy shows consistent profits at micro size, scale up to approximately 50% of normal position size. This intermediate step allows adaptation to larger positions while maintaining psychological comfort. Continue focusing on flawless execution and maintaining detailed trade records. Trade at least 30-40 positions at this level before considering full size. Phase 5, full positions. The final phase employs normal position sizes and represents full strategy implementation. Expect and prepare for initial losing streaks, which are statistically common even with proven strategies. Maintain strict risk management and avoid the temptation to deviate from the tested approach. A comprehensive trading journal is essential for strategy refinement and psychological development. Beyond basic trade data, include detailed market context, emotional state, and decision-making process. Essential elements include date, time, and instrument, entry-exit prices and position size, market conditions and key technical levels, profit-loss and cumulative performance, screenshots of setup, entry, and exit points, emotional state before, during, and after trades, deviations from strategy and their consequences, weekly and monthly performance reviews, critical mistakes to avoid during implementation, over-reliance on lagging indicators instead of price action, using dangerous position doubling systems after losses, emotional attachment to individual trade outcomes, oversized positions that create unnecessary stress, refusing to accept losses and moving stop losses, trading without predetermined exit points, following social media guru recommendations, strategy hopping before proper evaluation, choosing brokers based solely on low costs, trading without a clear edge or statistical advantage. Success requires total commitment to the implementation process. Each phase builds crucial skills and confidence while managing risk. Just as medical professionals spend years in residency after formal education, traders must combine theoretical knowledge with extensive practical experience. The market will quickly expose any shortcuts or half measures in strategy implementation.